Time now to take five for your community, brought to you by Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of the Villages at Oak Ridge. Our guest today is Angela Quast with the Washington Wastewater Stormwater Department. Angela, good morning.
Good morning, Dwayne.
It's that time again. It's the Fall Drug Take Back event coming up this Saturday. Give us all the details.
Well, we will have two locations this fall. We will have the Washington Fire Department at 200 Harnon Avenue and also the Odin Police Department at 401 South Grove Street. So come on out from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. We'll be there at the Washington facility. We'll be giving away sharp containers also.
Now, what type of medication are we looking at here?
Any kind of medication that you want to get rid of out of your cabinet. Clean them out. Get it out of there. Prescription, over-the-counter medications, perhaps they've expired or you just don't use them. Inhalers, we take the used needles, sharps from people, and we will give the containers away at the fire station.
Now, tell us about the importance, Sam, of an event like this and why it's so important to do this properly.
The thing is, Dwayne, is that you can't get these medications back out of the water after they've been put in. So if you're one that's been told flush them down the toilet, it's going to stay in the water system. We can't get that medication back out of there, even at the wastewater facility treatment plant. So please don't do that. That's bad on the environment. It's bad for the fish. It's bad for everything that lives in the water system. And for us, too, because we drink water that comes, you know, out of the ground. So keep that medications out of there and let's dispose of these things properly.
Well, and, you know, people do take advantage of this. You see a lot of the same faces each and every time we do these drug take back events.
Yes, we do. And then we have the extras, you know, that maybe somebody in the family passed away and they have to clean out the cabinets or that they've even been ill and they have medications that they tried using that didn't work. And so let's get rid of those medications. Let's not keep them in your cabinets or in your way. Let's get rid of them and dispose of them properly.
One of the other things we didn't talk about is we don't want these to get into the wrong hands either of say, kids.
Exactly. Let's keep them out. I mean, I've heard stories of people coming into homes and using your restroom and going through your cabinet while they're in the bathroom, stealing your medications from you. So let's keep them out of there. Even small children, you know, accidents can happen. They can get a hold of a bottle and nobody wants that to happen.
Now, again, it's this Saturday, two locations, Washington at the fire station on Harnett Avenue and the Odin Police Department in Odin on Grove Street. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. In years past, we're talking hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pounds you're collecting here.
Oh, yes. Yes, we do. I'd say on average, we collect about 400 pounds a year. And we've been doing this since I've been on board here in 2007. So it's been quite a bit of medications that we've disposed of properly.
Now, we're talking about our local event. Is this the day where they do it across the state?
Yes, it's a National DEA Drug Take Back Day. So, oh gosh, on a national level, it's amazing all the medications that have been recycled properly.
Again, it just takes a little bit of time. Look into the medicine cabinet. Head there now, as we're speaking, as it's fresh on your mind, and go through those. Any unused, expired medications, dispose of them properly. Get them to the Washington Fire Station or the Odin Police Department this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the free drug take-back event presented by the Washington Wastewater Stormwater Department. You got some help with this, too.
Yes, the fire department is so lovely to let me use their facility, and then we have police officers that come out and help, too. So bless their hearts. And then actually the DEA does the collections of it from all of the local areas, so they'll be coming around to collect what we do get in. So there is help.
Great. Again, it's this Saturday. And needles, before we let you go, needles too, we need to get those too.
Yes. Anybody that has to take a shot, give themselves a shot, maybe, you know, you're on insulin or something, we give out those containers for free. So if you need a container, come see me that day. If that day doesn't work out for you, I'm at the Household Hazardous Waste Facility from 7 a.m. until 3 p.m. every Wednesday and Thursday. You can come get a free container from us, put your sharps in it, and give it back to us, and we'll recycle that properly. And there is no charge.
That's a great service. Again, so important to take advantage of this. Again, Drug Take Back Day, two locations, Washington Fire Station, Odin Police Department, this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Angela Quast, it'll be a busy day for you, but certainly appreciate all your efforts with this very important cause.
Thank you, Dwayne.
Take 5 brought to you by Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in the Villages at Oak Ridge.